The first institution to train guide dogs for blind people in the United States began in 1929. 2 years later, it moved to New Jersey, and it's been here ever since. Now located in Morristown, the Seeing Eye helps about 250 blind people bond with their new four-legged partners every year. WBGO's John Kalish visited the Seeing Eye.
You'd expect a radio story that is largely focused on canines to have a lot of dog sounds in it, but during the entire day I spent with dogs and staffers at the Seeing Eye, this is the most barking I heard.
They're not supposed to do that.
I know. That was a German shepherd named Vegas, by the way, and when I hung out with him and the blind man he's partnered with, there were two other guide dogs in the room. This is the most sound I could get out of all three animals. That was a golden retriever named Johnny, who belongs to Michael May, a blind tech entrepreneur based in Seattle. May got Johnny at the Seeing Eye, and like all recipients of these dogs, he spent close to a month living with his new partner in a dorm room at the Seeing Eye.
It's boot camp when you come here. You're up at 5:30 in the morning, you're working all day, you're spending all this time with the dog. Through meals, I mean, when you take a shower, you take them into the bathroom. I mean, you're spending this time to bond with the dog. So it's great having 24/7 training where you focus on the dog because it's a life and death situation. You want to make sure you get it right.
Training starts 4 months before blind people come to Morristown to start working with their new dogs. The Seeing Eye breeds its own puppies in Chester, and then staff trainers work with them in Morristown when they're about a year and a half old.
Kenya, heel. Atta girl. Good. Kenya, come. Good job.
That's staff trainer Brian O'Neill working with a black Labrador retriever named Kenya. He calls her Kenny for short.
We know about not only these puppies, but their entire lineage, their mothers, fathers. We have all kinds of data points in terms of health, behavior. We rate them in terms of how fast they walk, how hard they pull, how much handling do they need, are they a really easygoing dog, are they real active, do they need someone that's really strong, and what kind of environment can they withstand? Is this a dog that could work in New York City, or is this a dog that has to probably be in a small town, maybe just to do a few simple routes? Because we have people that do all those different things.
It costs just $150 for a Seeing Eye dog, a price maintained since the institution started in the Great Depression. That $150 covers round-trip transportation to Morristown from anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, room and board while you're here, and follow-up visits if necessary before you need to retire your guide dog. And because the working life of these service animals is about 8 years, people do come back for a new dog.
I've had 7 dogs, 4 shepherds, 2 goldens, and a lab golden cross.
Michael May is not only a graduate of the Seeing Eye, but a member of its board of trustees.
Everyone has been a perfect match for me. I travel a lot. Sometimes the dog has to sit around all day and be sleeping, and other times they're on the go and walking 10 miles. And so it takes a pretty special dog to have that kind of flexibility.
Another graduate of the Seeing Eye is Christina Brino of Pompton Plains, who works with a black lab named Shaster. Her retired guide dog, Autumn, also lives with them. Brino, too, is retired. She served as the coordinator of the Morris County Office for the Disabled. Brino recalls the time when she started using her first guide dog, which she refers to as working the dog.
When I was walking, before I would bump into things with the cane. And when I worked the dog, I felt this sense of freedom. I wasn't bumping into anything. I wouldn't even know that there were things around me. If there was something in the middle of the sidewalk, it was just so smooth and freeing feeling.
If you go to the website of the Seeing Eye, you'll notice that bios of the executives are accompanied by photos of them holding puppies. Inside its headquarters, 2 resident cats roam the hallways in an effort to distract the dogs, who seem to ignore them. Ginger Kutch, who works with a black lab named Willow, says resisting distraction is key for these Seeing Eye dogs.
What happens when somebody tries to pet the dog or talk to the dog, or if a pet owner allows their dog to come too close to our dog, it can distract our dogs from paying attention to their work and put the blind person's safety in jeopardy. The Seeing Eye works really hard to manage the dog's distraction level. They have a job to do. But when they're out of harness and they're not working, they're just like regular dogs. I mean, they play at home. We have a fenced-in backyard. We have two dogs in the house, so they play with each other.
The reason there are two dogs at the Kutch home is that Ginger's husband, Jim, is also blind. Jim Kutch is the CEO of the Seeing Eye. He says the relationship blind people have with their guide dogs is much more intense than the relationship sighted people have with their pets.
The person clearly has a very strong relationship with the pet dog, but it's contained to certain hours of the day. You go to work and your dog stays home. You go to church or synagogue and your dog stays home. You travel on vacation and maybe your dog stays home. In my case, Vegas goes with me everywhere. I go on that vacation and Vegas went with me in Maine when I went up there for Thanksgiving week. He's with me at work every day, not because I work at the Seeing Eye, but because he's my Seeing Eye dog. It's 24/7. He sleeps on a pillow right next to my nightstand in the bedroom. In the office, he's got a giant dog bed under the window right next to my desk. You really have a very intense relationship. And over that time, you and the dog realize that you're helping each other and you're dependent on each other in a very real way.
The Seeing Eye does not receive government support or health insurance payments. It survives entirely on contributions. You can also volunteer there. They need people to help with clerical duties, filling dog food dishes, and driving their graduates to speaking engagements. If you're passing through downtown Morristown, take a moment to check out the colorful statue of the founder of the Seeing Eye, Morris Frank, and his guide dog, Buddy. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.